Car breakdown. 1. Did you ever have a car breakdown while driving abroad? 2. I don't drive, and even if I did, I would never drive abroad. 3. I like driving, and especially exploring new places. 4. It's not so bad if you are prepared and know what to do in advance. 5. So you did have a breakdown driving abroad. 6. Yes, but it was a piece of cake mostly because it happened on a freeway and the police came almost immediately. 7. The police called a tow truck and towed the rental car back to the agency. 8. Did you have to pay? 9. No, it was covered by the insurance policy. 10. You were very lucky. So much for all your preparation. 11. There are certain rules you should know in case you are unlucky enough to break down while driving abroad. 12. Knowing the rules will keep you both safe and legal. 13. If your car breaks down on a freeway, try to make use of the hard shoulder. 14. Pull over to the shoulder before stopping if possible. 15. If the car is still drivable, then drive off at the next exit when you can do so safely. 16. From there, use your mobile phone to call your roadside assistance. 17. If you don't have roadside assistance, call the emergency services in the country you're in. 18. In many European countries, the number to call for emergency assistance is 112. 19. If your car breaks down on a secondary road, you should move your vehicle to a safe area off the road if possible. 20. Then turn on the hazard warning lights. 21. Look in the trunk for the reflective triangle and place it behind the car so that traffic can see that your car is stopped. 22. Some countries require you to have a reflective jacket, which you should wear when you're exiting your vehicle in a breakdown. 23. Also, some countries have slightly different acceptable distances for placing your warning triangle. 24. If you're in an area with poor visibility, switch on your car side lights also so that people can spot you from as far back as possible. 25. Get out of your car when it's safe, always on the curbside door, and lock the vehicle.